So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
It's time for Speed Jokes. They're sponsored by Team Hochberg. Here we go. I got a joke from Jim from Dixon who writes, "Hey, this is my first joke submission. I'm the owner of too many mugs, by the way, but I have just a few pencil holders. I got a..." We get it, Jim. Good luck to you on Friday. We also got a joke from Don Calcano and Dave Carr in Canada and Doug from Sycamore and Rob Curry, the author of Hunger Winter, a World War II novel. Kirkus Review calls it a gritty but hopeful thriller. Jen Foles in Rockford, thank you. Larry Duransky in Chicago, the same. And Bob Corley in Arlington Heights, yet again living every day, he says, as if it's the last day of summer. P.S. I'm drinking my morning coffee, a cup of coffee out of an old mug. I'll bet that cup of coffee would taste a lot better in a WGM John Williams Speed Jokes coffee mug. And finally, hey John, this is Dan from Leroy. Your Speed Jokes segment brightens my morning chores. Now that I am not teaching, I'll be able to catch this segment all year long as opposed to just summer and holidays and snow days. Thanks for all the laughs. Still, we start today with a sad story. After 30 years of marriage to Florence, Jim the plumber has decided to leave his wife. The note on the table simply read, "It's overflow." What do you call it? What do you call a valley girl with one leg shorter than the other, like not even? The old saying about an apple a day is ridiculous. Look what happened to Eve.
Snow White.
And pigs at luau's. Every time I take my puppy to the park, it gets attacked by ducks. I guess that's what happens when you have a purebred dog. Walking home late last night, Dave, I passed a slice of apple pie, and then a hot fudge sundae, and then a lemon cheesecake, and I thought to myself, these streets are strangely deserted tonight. You know what, Dave? All this talk lately, I'm thinking about getting into politics myself.
Are you insane? Have you lost your mind? Are you stupid?
Those are requirements, right? Hey, here's a pro tip. Don't believe anything atoms say. They make up everything. Why did the atom break up with the molecule? Because it was bonding with others.
And the following is a smarty pants joke and maybe unsuitable for some listeners.
What do you call two or more Oprahs that have the same social security number but different mass? Isotopras. Somebody made that one up. They were showing off. I just thought I'd pass that along for some of you. Hey, Dave, the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile crashed on I-294 yesterday.
Yeah, I tried to get a close-up view when I drove by it, but it was too crowded.
I hear we're going to do some of these, so just bear with us, okay? I hear the driver will get charged with a misdemeanor.
Mm-hmm. I think he was running late and may have been trying to catch up.
You think if you're that Wienermobile driver, Dave, this is the worst thing that could possibly happen.
Hey, John, if they make a move...
We could do a lot more of these.
Yeah, no.
But we're sparing you, so just relish this last one and then we'll move on. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, John, if they make a movie about this, do you think it would win an Oscar? Meyer?